This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Though these international climate talks are happening in Germany, the host nation is actually Fiji. That arrangement highlights the plight of island nations who stand to lose the most from climate change. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Christine Zinnemann grew up on the tiny island nation of Kiribati. It's in the South Pacific, about halfway between Hawaii and Australia. Climate scientists say her homeland will be totally underwater within 100 years and unlivable even earlier than that.
We'll be the first to go. There is no doubting that. It's just a matter of when.
Zinnemann is honorary consul for Kiribati, based in Los Angeles. She's looking to ease the country's inevitable relocation.
Right now, the aim is to prepare our country for a migration with dignity.
She wants to improve education so that the Kiribati diaspora will be more welcomed by other countries. She also hopes to set up some kind of income for the 100,000 or so residents. Selling the island's fishing rights may be a way, the waters teem with valuable tuna. But without sovereign land, future fishing rights are unclear. Holly Doremus is with the Law of the Sea Institute at UC Berkeley. She says fishing zones are based on distance from land, land above water.
The assumption on which that was based was that sea level was basically stable. And knowing that that's not true suggests the need to rework this.
That conversation has barely begun. Zinnemann says it's just one issue of so many.
The global community has labeled Kiribati as climate refugees. There are no laws for climate refugees.
Other island nations like Fiji, the Marshall Islands, and Vanuatu stand to lose a lot or even all of their land to rising water, despite emitting very little carbon themselves. The UN has a green climate fund. It has richer, more polluting countries pay to help poorer countries adapt.
That's kind of the way the world's set about trying to solve this, but it's insufficient.
Oceanographer Gregory Stone is a science advisor to Kiribati and part of its climate delegation. He says, don't think of climate aid as a handout.
It implies that they don't have what it takes to get something done. It's more like they need justice.
Justice that could take the form of legal damages or reparations. But Stone says so far, that argument hasn't made it into formal UN agreements. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.